Welcome back to At Your Service. It's 28 minutes now going up to 10 o'clock. We're now inside the job center. According to the executive chairman at Kevoy Community Development Institute, Donovan McLaren, gravediggers are now eligible to be certified by the National Council on Technical and Vocational Education and Training, NCTVET. I'm intrigued. This is great news for members of the grave digging fraternity, as being NCTVET certified means that their work will be examined and held to a particular standard. So joining my co-host Erica and I to tell us more is the executive chairman at Kevoy Community Development Institute, Donovan McLaren. Donovan, good morning to you, and good morning to you, Erica.
Morning, Vando, and I'm as intrigued as you are, so I'm excited to hear from Donovan as well.
Yes.
Donovan. Good morning. Good morning, Vando. Good morning, Miss Williams.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, sir, to your listeners.
Donovan, what, what you're talking about? I grew up in the country, yeah? And when people did, members of the community grabbed them forks and them spade and them shovel, yeah? And everybody get together.
You get a team.
Yeah? And we get a team, yeah? And yes, we boil some coffee and some cocoa tea and fry some fish and all them things, and we dig grave.
Don't forget the spirit.
And the good old Appleton.
I'm not publicizing.
So now you coming now in 2022 to tell us that NCTVET is now going to be providing or is providing certification for grave diggers?
And yes, indeed.
You mean this thing is a big business now?
I wouldn't go that far. Uh-huh. Let me just roll it back a bit, put it in context.
Please.
Kevoy Community Development Institute, mm-hmm, which is a registered charity, mm-hmm, and its core business is farm management and community development training. Mm-hmm. We looked into the space and saw the training needs of this part of those persons in the burial sector. Mm-hmm. And as such, we did some research and found that the sector categorized these persons as laborers. That meaning their wages was at the lowest level. Mm-hmm. That being being mindful of this, we decided to engage the National Training Agency to bring these, to increase this person's standards of living by an NVQJ certification, a heart trust certification. Mm-hmm. And let me just add, it's not only you. This is across the region, because we have engaged many of our member states,
yes,
across the Caribbean, and they did the same thing that you just did. They laughed because no one thought of this.
Yes. But
being pioneers in the space,
yes,
Kevoy Community Development Institute and its board members, we partnered with NCTVET and we developed this qualification standard along with, mm-hmm, industry stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, today, 2022, there is the first of its kind, not just only in Jamaica, but the English-speaking Caribbean. We call it, the proper name is the Internment Operations.
Internment Operations.
I like
the Internment Operation Level 2.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I must make a note of that. Internment.
Yes. Operation.
Internment Operation. And it speaks not only to, as we locally call it, grave diggers, but for instance, those persons in charge of the cemetery,
mm-hmm,
the landscapers, mm-hmm, those persons who build the vaults,
mm-hmm,
and those who take care of the grounds.
Yes.
The qualification standard covers all those persons, even those that now able to drive the tractor,
mm-hmm,
and the backhoe. It's a very extensive piece of work that is completed by Heart Trust and KCDI Jamaica. And as such, the standard of living for those persons who have completed this program will now be moved. They will now be reclassified from laborers to trained practitioners.
A particular occupational area.
Thank you, please.
Well, it's formalized here, which is great. You know, you can write it on a some kind of form to say your internment operation.
Yeah.
As opposed to in the past, no one would want to write
grave
diggers.
Yes. Yes. But, hey, Kevoy, I am so happy that you have been able to do this. Because let me tell you, one of the concerns that I have had for a very, very long time, it's the way in which we keep our burial grounds, especially those that are not family plots, right? But those that are public burial grounds, the way we keep them. For example, look at Spanish Town Cemetery. The one on Spanish Town Road there.
Maypen.
Yeah, Maypen Cemetery. And the Chinese cemeteries and somewhere around there. So, and quite a number of others across the length and breadth of Jamaica. And you know, I believe if we dignify the status of those persons who have to do the work there, and if by summoning the intestinal fortitude, the Ministry of Local Government can rise to the occasion and rally these trained persons who are coming out of your training system at NCTVET. Huh? We should in the next 10 to 15 years begin to see a totally different looking burial space out there in the public. And that would be a big achievement.
And attitudes persons have towards persons, although they are very important workers, sometimes I think we pay scant regard to their field of occupation.
Yeah.
I must add, Vando, that the main trust behind this program was Dr. Margaret Chin, who heads our community development unit.
Mm-hmm.
No, Margaret.
So a curriculum specialist, and he, of course, spearheaded the development and guided the process.
Yes.
And as such, we are now looking to move this NVQJ to a CVQ, which is a Caribbean vocational qualification.
Oh.
And I must add, as we speak, member states have expressed an interest formally and are considering implementing this very same program in their space because many member states do not have a grave digger CVQ program.
Yes.
And their grave diggers also are categorized as laborers.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not just only a Jamaica thing, it's a Caribbean thing. And Caribbean CVQ persons or institutions are welcoming the program wholeheartedly and seeing how best they can implement it in their space. So it's a good fit for Jamaica.
Yes.
Making a first in the region. And for Heart Trust, who Casey Kevoy Community Development Institute Jamaica has collaborated with in carrying this thing forward.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started training Mr. McLaren, your first cohort or anything, or you're not at that stage yet?
As we speak, we are finalizing and hoping to have that done in very short order.
Mm-hmm. And will this be right across Jamaica, or you're starting with a pilot somewhere? And if so, where?
We are looking at a passing christening picnic first.
Mm-hmm.
we are as you say, we train farmers, so everything for us is mainly rural.
Yes.
So we will start in St. Catherine first.
Uh-huh.
And then we expand to other areas that is welcoming the program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We noted first, we also know that there is a associate degree program for funeral directors. This is implemented by the Montego Bay Training College, by Montego Bay College.
Mm-hmm.
Community College.
And we do believe that with an collaboration going forward. You put everybody on the burial sector under one unit, where now you have a vocational training program, which is the one here, and you now have an associate degree for funeral directors offered by the Montego Bay College, which is now at a tertiary level.
Yes.
So I do believe, that being said, the burial sector is basically covered when it comes to standards and accreditation at a national and international level.
And that is, you know, Kevin, that is very, very important. Kevin, sorry. That's very, very important, because I noticed that there has been a sudden increase of entities providing funeral services.
Yes.
Yes. And a lot of them, the standards are very low. And I was wondering who monitors them and who ensures that there is a particular standard and that standard is maintained.
Well, as I said, there are gaps, but KCDI Jamaica is endeavoring to address it at the vocational level at this time before we go on to.
Yes.
But the main thing is to ensure that we reduce the vulnerability of those in the space and increase their employability via this program.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thinking that Kevoy Community Development Institute is pushing in regards to our pioneering program.
Yes.
Donovan, would you, is it going to be an on-the-job training, or are you going to have combination of classroom work as well as on-the-job? What's the approach?
It will be both, because we are mindful of the fact that practitioners in this space now are over 75, and they have been doing it for years, and we are looking at getting a job certification component of this, and there is now the full 9 months program or 7 months program where you do the classroom interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question succinctly, yes, it will be two approaches.
Okay, so you're also going to employ some prior learning assessment, Pat, like you mentioned, the average age of the persons who are engaged in this area.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
All right. Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, it's 15 minutes now before 10 o'clock. We take a break. We come back with this very intriguing discussion. Grave diggers. I'm going to stop calling them that. But when we come back, I'll tell you more. All right, 13 minutes now going up to 10 o'clock. We are inside the Job Center with my co-host, Erica. And, of course, we have the chairman at Kevoy Community Institute, Donovan McLaren. And we are talking about the whole business of putting dignity to persons who work in the funeral or the interment operations. And, of course, we're happy to learn that in partnership with NCT Vet, they are now going to be offering an interment operation level 2 certificate. Donovan? When I was a boy, you know. Growing up.
It took a long time, Vando.
Growing up in the country. You know, there were certain people in the community, yes? And those persons, you wouldn't refer to them as being good community members. So, you know, they were the outcast community members purely because of their behavior and how they live their lives, you know. And when they die, the grave diggers then would take pleasure in digging that grave 6'6". So if you die and they dig your grave 6'6", you know, when you stand up at the side of the grave and look down in the dark, You're too young. You're too young to know those things, man.
Yes. What I must add is that we are looking to, and I would trust that those who are in the reach at the sound of my voice, do avail themselves of this heart program, because it is the standard of living, especially with the economic constraint coming on now.
Yes.
It will increase your standard of living
as
a trained person in this space.
Okay.
And you can carry this same certification, being heart trust. You can carry just about anywhere in the world.
Okay.
Jamaica.
But let me ask you, Donovan, because as you mentioned that, where in this now would you place the funeral homes? And I tell you why I ask you that. There are some people who provide different services, yes? So like for the Nine Night, they provided the sound and the singing and all of that. And then for, and food services as well. And for the funeral service, they do the same. And I noticed that a lot of the funeral homes also get into the business. So they have their people that they can refer members of the deceased family too. Now, I ask you the question then, in this scenario, where are they?
Well, interesting question. That aspect of it in regards to the engagement, this program, in the context to which it is not, it is structured.
Yes.
Being mindful that it is at a Caribbean, a national level, and the NVQJ has a particular protocol and structure.
Yes.
To speak definitively to the area in question. So they would not be captured in this program as it speaks to it now. But we are not saying it's not open for development or expansion down the road.
Yes.
But as it stands now, to meet a national qualification standard by a heart trust, that component is not spoken to as yet.
Yeah. I just wanted to find out, you know. So, for example, I now have achieved my interment operation level 2 certificate from HART through Kevoy Community Development Institute. Yeah, so I have the standards, yeah, and I'm now qualified. How will people know that they can get my services because of my qualification?
Thanks for that. Be mindful that this certification is like any other degree, because you put it on your CV, or you say to a employer, I am NVQ certified.
Yes.
And be mindful that you are not only grave diggers, you can become superintendent of a park.
Right.
So you can become the manager of this funeral home, of the cemetery.
Yes.
And we're talking from the superintendent, the supervisors, the managers, and even to the person, the landscapers.
Yes.
The qualification covers all those areas. And once you do the full course, you are at a level 2 qualification via NVQJ.
Oh, so
it's a person that you are at a certain management level going forward.
Well, Donovan, my office does, we map career pathways, and this is that would be a very new one for us, when we show where you can start from, so far you can reach. So this is what we added to our list, right?
There you go. KCDI Jamaica's, we deal with pioneering work.
Yes.
And there are other areas, for instance, our Farkas training program, which we completed quite recently, 6 weeks. And that's the only program on the island that gives you double certification, wherein you're talking about a OSHA certification and a heart trust together. Only one of its kind in Jamaica thus far. So the learners will now graduate with two certificates, two level of qualification, not just certificate to hang on the wall. And these certificates are accepted internationally. That's Heart Trust and the OSHA certification.
Right.
These are the pioneering programs we are looking at to speak to persons at the vocational level.
So
the grave diggers one is the one that we are trying now to get some traction under, because that sector really needs to be addressed at this time.
Okay.
Vanda, so, may I ask this question? Because you did mention, Donovan, that the average age of the grave digger was about 75. What are the plans now to engage younger persons? I mean, we're having an aging population here, to get younger persons to get into the field.
Well, the qualification standard speaks to various areas, because persons can get the same qualification to drive a tractor, because now the modern garden or cemetery, they don't use pick and shovel anymore. They're now using backhoes.
Yes.
And you will get a person who can now qualify to drive a tractor. Hard truck offers that course. And all he does is just drive the tractor to dig the earth or dig the space. And if he goes to the UK, they have what you call the bobcat.
Yes.
In the modern sense, where you just sit in that and just dig holes and drive around. Mm-hmm. And an air-conditioned tractor too, again. So, electronic. It captures the young persons at the various entry level. The landscaper, as I said, the mason who dig the vault, who build the vault.
Yes.
The same qualification captures all of that.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you, very interesting indeed. Very, very intriguing. Donovan, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Right. Have a great day.
All right. No, thanks, Erica. As always, happy to have you. Good.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, there you have it. The good old clock on the wall says it's time for me to pack my stuff and make way for Cliff Hughes with Cliff Hughes Online. But as always, you know, gratitude is one of the most attractive personal attributes. And those who drink from the well must never ever forget to say thanks to those who dug the well in the first instance. So, Miss Glenna, and Stafford Horton and Erica Williams, Donovan McLaren, thank you so very much for joining me today at your service and, you know, making the show what it really is. All my callers, my listeners, and my YouTubers, thank you so very much. My NNN streamers, I see you getting more and more and more, right? And enjoy you being in this space with us and sharing and keeping it respectful, as always. We thank you so very much for that. And to my technical team, led by the man in yellow today, Mr. Damian Cunningham, for his solid technical support. Solid as a rock, I would say. And of course, Marika Peku for putting this show all together. Lunette White for giving me beauty for ashes. Until tomorrow morning, same time, same place, when we do it all over again. Vandopama reminding you, in the words of U.S. President Barack Obama, our responsibilities as citizens is to address the inequalities and injustices that linger. But we must also secure our birthright freedoms for all the people. Take care. You hear?
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the to gain it will Now go cheat because me want to win. Now see the crown and still no know the king. Now see blessing and no know blessing. Cause if you lose your stand, there comes someone to push you over. Oh,